Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of Happy Life with Kids podcast. My name is Mana, I am your host. I will be sharing some tips and tricks to have a joyful life with your kids. I am a mother of two myself. My elder is 10 years old and younger is 5 years old. I cannot believe it has been a decade that I have been a parent. There are so many things that I have learned in this journey. In my podcast, I will be sharing some of these lessons. I hope it will be helpful for your parenthood journey as well. Today, I am going to talk about traveling with kids. My focus will be a long-distance road trip. There are so many reasons for making a long-distance travel. It can be either for family vacation, visiting your relatives, or moving to another place. Whatever reason it is, traveling with kids can be stressful if it's not well planned. I have my own personal experience of it, as I have traveled many places while both my kids were very young. Some of my travel experience include international trip while my daughter was only 2 years old. So you can imagine my experience and the lesson learned on my way. There are numerous things to talk about. However, in today's episode, I am going to share 3 simple tips that will make travel enjoyable with your kids. Tip number 1, make a list. Please, please, please make a habit of creating lists. This is a life-saving tip for me. I realized that my stress level reduced drastically after I started making a travel list. You can start making a list of anything, such as list of things to be packed, list of food items to be purchased, or any last-minute things to check before you leave your home. For instance, I would love to make sure there is no garbage inside my house before I leave. Also, I would like to make sure all the windows and doors are shut down. If I have these items listed in my list and I cross them off after checking them at the last moment, then I will have my mind in peace. So yeah. Make a list of everything possible. This has helped me to include most of the thing every time in my travel. For instance, you can easily forget to pack a cell phone charger or a toothbrush or a sunglass. If you make a list of these things to pack and cross them off, then your mind will be in ease. You can focus on other things that needs to be taken care of. Tip number 2. Inform your kids about the travel plan in advance. Make sure to notify your kids about the upcoming travel plan beforehand. That way, they will have enough time to process it and make appropriate preparation. Last year, when we went to Disney World, I informed my kids about it a week ago. That was perfect time as my kids spent that week talking and researching about it in internet for the entire time. Did you notice that I didn't tell them a month ahead, as that would have been too long to hold their excitement? Also, while you are informing kids about the travel, talk with them about good thing and bad thing about the destination. In the above example of our Disney World travel, I told my kids that there is a possibility of long wait for the rides, or there could be extreme weather. We had to face both problems while we were there. But both my kids were calm as they were mentally prepared for it before. Tip number 3. Prepare for things to do in car. My kids get bored after staying in car for more than an hour. All of my friends who are parents share similar experience. Therefore, I assume every kids get bored inside a car after a while. They will start getting cranky and make the trouble horrible. In order to stop this, kids should be well-fed, hydrated, and entertained in between. My kids have their own water bottle, which is easy to carry for them. That way, they can be in charge of it, and I don't have to hand it over to them all the time. I just need to remind them not to spill the water inside the car and put it in a specific place. I think most of the car seat has a specific area to place the water bottle, which is very handy. Regarding food, we can go for a healthy option. Both my kids love carrot, cucumber, or fruits that are properly cut into small pieces. However, I recommend to have a parental supervise if your kids are too small. They might choke on this kind of food. In this case, you can have longer breaks in rest areas and feed your kids in safe place. Also, you might go for a fast food option or some good restaurant on your way. Whatever choices you make, please make sure your kids are not hungry. Kids can be entertained in various ways. You can bring some toys that your kids like. My kids enjoy playing puzzle together, so I love visiting Dollar Tree to buy some inexpensive puzzle. I find something new every time I go to Dollar Tree, and it does not cost a lot. That is the reason I always grab some toys and games for them to play in car. However, I don't recommend buying bubbles or slime, as they can be really messy. You can play some simple games like I Spy. It's best to keep the I Spy game to things they can see inside the car. There are many games that you can play in the car as family. Simply search in the internet and you will find numerous games. I also find it is okay to let the kids have some screen time, but it is definitely not okay for a longer time. Another great advice will be to take some rest after 2 hours of the journey. My kids get restless after 2 hours even if I provide new toys in between. I find out that if I let them run around the rest area and have some fresh air, then they are more enjoyable later. Temperature inside the car also play an important role on the mood of the kids. I will suggest you to check with your kids about it constantly and have the temperature maintained. These are few useful tips that will prepare you for organizing a fun family vacation. You can utilize above ideas for not only road trips, but also to any other travel plan by making some simple adjustment. Once again, I want to remind you about the 3 tips that we discussed today. Tip number 1, make a list. Tip number 2, inform your kids about the travel in advance. Tip number 3, prepare for things to do in car. Friends, I will recommend you to come out of your comfort zone and plan some travel time with your kids. I promise, it will be a fun memory for you and your kids as well. With that said, I would like to conclude my first episode of my podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Happy Life with Kids. I will come back with more information like this in my upcoming episode. Keep listening.